Indigenous Issues of Canada, Episode 1, Educational Issues.
I gained an insight on the significant issues of Canada that the Indigenous people have to face in their day-to-day lives. It was quite heartrending to get to know that Indigenous students who were the same age as me have challenges every day in their life. Also, I'm better able to appreciate how privileged I am to receive education, which is only a dream for many. One of the underlying problems that I came across is the lack of the required funding. It was disappointing to know about the way funding is provided to schools catering to the First Nations Reserve students. Firstly, schools on Aboriginal reserves are funded by the federal government, whereas the public schools are funded through the provincial government. There is a difference of expended financial resources amongst the federal and provincial governments. Next, there is zero funding for computers, teacher training, extracurriculars, special education support, and development of costly appropriate curriculum. I do not deeply understand the way these regulations are implicated, but in my view, it should be obligatory for the government to provide enough resources for the holistic education of the Indigenous community as well. It has also been observed that often education systems do not respect the diverse cultures of the Indigenous people. There are a limited number of teachers who speak their languages. In addition, the education materials that provide clear and accurate information on Indigenous people and the ways of life are particularly rare. Even though the numerous international instruments that proclaim the universal rights to education, they are not fully enjoyed by the students of Indigenous communities, and therefore the rest of the population worldwide becomes critical. Indigenous children tend to arrive at school in the state of being hungry, ill, and tired. The ethical and cultural discriminations at school are the main obstacles for access to education. These causes are the significant reasons for students to have a performance and there being high rates of school dropouts. Indigenous girls, and specifically experience difficulties related to non-friendly school environments, gender discrimination, violence, and sexual abuse. When a child's birth is not registered, they are unlikely to enjoy their rights and are less likely to benefit from the protection provided by the state in which they were born. Furthermore, if a child is unregistered, that student might not have the benefit when their rights are being violated. These students are at major risk for being victims of child trafficking and are therefore prey of vulnerability and slave-like arrangements. Chinese students many times find that the education they're offered provides a competitive environment rather than cooperation. They are not being taught the most relevant skills for the survival and work that are suitable for the indigenous people of the indigenous community. First Nation students tend to return to their communities with the formal education that does not suit their needs. They are forced to seek employment in the national economy, leading to a vicious cycle of lack of development. Even though the general level of schooling for every Indigenous person has significantly increased, the quality gap in schooling results in the outcome of poor education for Indigenous people. In addition, the issues including extreme poverty, isolation, exclusion do not have a positive impact towards the Aboriginal students. The plight of the society gets evident with the fact that only 6% of the Aboriginal students have a university degree, while only half of the population even graduate high school, which forces one to ponder over the dismal future of the 94% of students who did not graduate. It is quite unfortunate that despite this era being the 21st century, where the world has globalized and technology revolutionized, the First Nations communities still does not have access to proper education.